Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So I'm going to go to Karsten first. What's a secret you can share with our audience?
That's an interesting question. I mean, if I tell you, it would not be a secret anymore. The thing is some pretty plain vague stuff. Don't make up any excuses, especially not to yourself, and give it your all. This is something you really have to do, and be brave enough to delegate. I believe that could be some advice I would give people.
That's excellent. Okay, Jason Greenwood, what's your secret?
My recommendation is hone your empathy gene at every opportunity. Empathy is a superpower in business, and being able to walk a mile in your customer's shoes is a super important part of being able to form a connection with them that will last the test of the ages. That's the reality. And as I said earlier, I think one of the ways you can do that the best is to travel as early and as often as you can, live in as many countries as you can, experience as many cultures and languages and colors, and just do business with as many people globally as you possibly can. Just try to see the world through as many other people's eyes as you possibly can, and that will naturally help you to be a more empathetic person.
I think that's a great comment, and it's easier now than it ever was before. 40 years ago, getting on a plane and going to a foreign country was a big deal. And now travel is so much easier, especially for young entrepreneurs. I think it's a real opportunity to go and travel around and live in different places, meet different kinds of people. And I think that those experiences will help you in your professional and personal life too.
And if you're traveling in the U.S., do the TSA pre-check. It's definitely worth it. Anyway, so Demorian Linton, what is your secret that you're willing to share?
I have two. It's one of my favorite quotes. I think I kind of took it from somebody and made it myself. We do things today that other people won't, so tomorrow we can do things that other people can't. So I would say to run a successful business, you have to have a lot of humility. You have to also be able to throw your ego out the door. One thing about me when I was starting my business, I was willing to put on any hat every day, whether that was a sales hat or if it was a marketing hat or if it was an internet hat or whatever it was. For the first 6 months here in Boston, I would walk to the field for a half a mile to a mile a day just to be able to go to prospect the customers. And a lot of people aren't willing to do that. I would say the other thing is make sure that you try to plan for the worst. I used to make sure that every single time I dealt with somewhere, I was going to talk to every big client that I would even speak to, you know, what objection are they going to come up with? And it just go through it and play through it with my mind over and over and over. Like, how is this going to mess up? Like, it's going to mess up. Let me plan for it. And I train our people to do that. And it's made them so much better when they're going to go to their one large meeting or two large meeting. They're planning in the back of their mind, like, what could this customer possibly say, possibly come up with? Because a lot of time in sales, we go in there thinking, hey, this is a great proposal. I talked to him already. This is great. And then you go in there and you get blindsided because you don't go through and think of how that could kind of mess up. So that's what we train our people to do. And I would say that it's really, really helped us be able to grow us. They call it Murphying it out, Murphy's Law. It's the worst thing.
Yeah. That's really great advice too.
Yeah. And I mean, I think in the law business too, those two tools that you mentioned, you know, preparation, you want to understand what your witness is going to say before you ask the question so that you have an appropriate response. And the other part of that is people used to ask, well, what do you do, Richard? And I would say, well, I write term papers for a living. I sit there and I write patents and long documents. And a lot of people don't have the patience for that, but that's part of the profession. Eventually you get trained to do that, but it's also something that other people don't necessarily want to do. I try to stay organized, and I'm constantly surprised by people who are winging it every day. And I think you lose a certain level of productivity if you don't invest some time in that activity. So that's my secret.
You are a good one.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.